It's the WHTC Morning News with Dan Evans and Gary Stevens on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC.
All right, here we go. 8:19 WHTC Morning News on this Wednesday morning. It means we're going to check in, as we're going to do all through the season. The Holland Farmers Market open for the brand new season outdoors, and we checked in for the first time last Wednesday. Round two. Kyle Johnson is the manager of the Holland Farmers Market. And Kyle, another fabulous day. How are you doing over at the market today?
Yes, we are very happy about this weather. We had a very different Saturday than we did our opening Wednesday. So this is more like our opening Wednesday last week. Definitely, it might be a little nicer, actually. There's like no wind. It's beautiful today.
Fabulous. I'm ready to come. Well, I can't do that. I was going to say I'm ready to come down for breakfast, but I guess I'll wait for lunch around 1 o'clock this afternoon. You guys open now from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Wednesdays and Saturdays. And geez, Kyle, I guess all in all, kind of a sure sign that summer is either here or literally right around the corner.
Yes.
What do you got going on?
Looking great.
What do you got going on as far as vendors? You're new in the season here, and as far as I guess, first of all, produce. What's hot as far as produce is concerned at the Holland Farmers Market?
Sure, it is rhubarb season right now. Rhubarb and asparagus are huge. We've got a lot of vendors with the rhubarb and asparagus representation right now. We've also got, you know, a bunch of, so like carrots, radishes, potatoes, things like that are available right now. And then, you know, plants are huge right now.
You've got plants to choose from. You've got vendors aplenty. You were talking about rhubarb, Kyle, and I remember in my youth, did you ever take a piece of rhubarb and put sugar on it and eat it just like that?
Not personally. No.
Well, no. That's what we used to do all the time. But, you know, whatever way you enjoy your rhubarb, me, probably put it in a pie. I put it in a pie, and I'm doing well with that. It is Kyle Johnson. He is the manager of the Holland Farmers Market. Again, they opened up for the season last Wednesday, second Wednesday here, and things are looking really, really good. And customers, as usual, Kyle, encouraged to shop early in the day. That's when I would guess you got the best selection.
It is the best selection. We do have a few items that might sell out by later in the day. So that is a good point that you want to get here early so that you'll be able to get, you know, some of those items that aren't quite as plentiful right now.
Kyle, something I mentioned earlier in the show this morning that I'm pretty sure that you would have information on, but something new at the Holland Farmers Market this summer with summer classes, I believe, on Saturdays, or at least one Saturday a month. Talk about that.
Yes. So we have them on the last Saturday of the month, each month. So we're going to start out with a composting class. So, and I took a version of this class myself, and I'm very happy with what I've been doing in my backyard, you know, being able to just kind of get rid of all that extra food scraps and, you know, yard waste and stuff myself. And, yeah, that should be great. Each of the classes are going to be $10. The classes are going to take place in the Civic Center. And you can sign up for everything through our Facebook page. There'll be a links to the events on there.
All right. And that's coming up. What did you say, the last Saturday of each month?
Yes, I believe that's right, yes.
Yeah. So the first one is coming up by next weekend, as far as what I read, next Saturday.
So we've got the next Saturday is our composting class done by the Ottawa County Public Health, and then we have gardening class, the next class.
I think I need help in all those areas, composting, gardening, you name it. And where can we get more info on that, Kyle? Is that on your website or the city's website, possibly?
Yeah, you just check out the Holland Farmers Market Facebook page.
Okay.
We'll have more information there.
All right, Kyle, next let's talk about bridge cards and EBT cards. Those are both accepted, I believe.
Yes. So you can, take your bridge card over to our little office in the entryway to the Civic Center, and we can turn your EBT into tokens that you can use at the different vendors around the market. And right now it's really cool because you can get, you know, those producing plants. So you want to buy some tomato plant or a, you know, jalapeno plant, you can do that. Little known fact, you can actually do that with your Bridge card. So that is perfectly eligible for the program.
Finally, Kyle, I know that many of your vendors accept debit and credit cards, but probably better to have some cash on hand, right? And if you don't have cash, do you have an ATM close by?
We do have an ATM on site. And most of our vendors do take credit cards, but yes, we do have an ATM on site.
All right. Finally, Kyle, I wanted to ask you, too, because you know I shot in last year. I got last year's edition of the Holland Farmers Market T-shirt. Do you have a new design out?
We're not doing T-shirts this year,
okay.
But we are doing tote bags.
Oh, okay.
So we'll have tote bags, magnets, a few other little things like that. We're also going to have a little magnet that has our market schedule on it. Some people question it when it gets later in the year. We change a few things,
right.
So you'll be able to just have that with you. But yeah, tote bags be pretty useful over here.
All right. Well, I plan on picking one up. And my last year's Holland Farmers Market shirt is still in pretty good shape. So I think I can make it until the next edition. Kyle Johnson is with the Holland Farmers Market. He is the manager. Kyle, as we say, another fabulous day at the market. And we'll see you out there. I'm going to try to make it this afternoon before you close up at 2. So have a fabulous day and look forward to talking to you again next Wednesday with the next Holland Farmers Market report.
All right. Have a good one, Dan. Thanks.
Thank you, Kyle.